Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Now that I'm single again and I have a lot of time to myself again, I really want to push myself to try new things, like go outside of my comfort zone and really get into a space where I am just enjoying the time by myself. These are not only dates that someone who is single can go on, obviously. If you are in a relationship, if you're partnered, or even if you're just dating and also spending time getting to know new people, these are still dates that I highly recommend that you add to your list or try out doing on your own, because at the end of the day, it does not matter if you are single or if you're partnered. Self-care solo dates are important. Spending time by yourself, getting comfortable with your own company, like really understanding who you are and like loving on yourself is really, really, really important. This is going to be a list. We're going to run through this, like, I guess, kind of speed style. I'm going to explain a bit more and kind of dive into any of the ones that I feel called to explain. And let's go ahead and dive into today's episode where we're talking about 21 self-care solo dates to add to your list. So the first date that I have on here is attend a workshop or event. Specifically workshops, like they're so fun because typically like you can drop in, you can learn something, you can have like a specific tangible takeaway from something. And it's fun because I always find that solo self-care dates where I'm either like in the company of others or where I'm having to do something like, you know, get my hands dirty or like really get involved in an activity, they're so fun because I love learning and I love being able to take away from something. But these are also really great opportunities for you to meet other people as well. And you can make friends from these. You can kind of like, you know, chat with other people and learn about other people. You don't necessarily have to go in with the intention of like, I need to make friends. If you want to, you can do that. I feel like the way that I meet people is pretty kismet and I kind of just try to go with the flow with that. So going to a workshop or going to an event is a good way to just network, expose yourself to other people, but also a really good way to just get out there yourself and try new things. So the next thing I have on the list is attend a pop-up event. I love these and I really want to make an effort to go to more of these. One, because you guys know I'm launching my Manifesting Gold Digger Planner this fall. Super excited. Waitlist is down in the show notes if you're interested. It's a daily planner. But that being said, pop-up events are a really cool like activity for myself, specifically because I can chat with vendors there, kind of get the scoop on like how they even came to be a vendor at these pop-ups and maybe even set that goal for myself and my business. On the flip side, as like just a regular person shopping or enjoying life, I think they're really cool because if you like just supporting small businesses, if you like getting to know the local entrepreneurs in your community, if you like shopping but you want to really, again, support small businesses, do better for the environment, that kind of thing, I find that pop-ups are really cool for that because you can like shop those local businesses and it's really cool to like actually interact with the founders. I mean, when you think about it, when you think about the bigger brands that you support, how often is it that you get to like meet the founder of one of those bigger brands that you buy from and support and actually chat with them and hear their story in person and all of those things? So being able to do that with a smaller business in person is such a cool opportunity. And I think pop-up events are really cool too, because not only do you get to shop, but typically they have like really cool photo ops, they have activities, again, a good place to like meet people, just get outside and do something. So it's not like you're just, you know, doing something alone and feeling awkward about it. If you're kind of starting out with like self-care solo dates and you want to sort of be around people and have something to do so that you're kind of occupied, a pop-up event is a really good one. Next one is to go to a museum or an art gallery. This one can be a little intimidating because the only times I've actually been to a museum or art gallery here in Dallas has been on a date. And museums are really cool and interesting because everyone's sort of walking around, observing, of course, kind of, you know, taking inspiration for their particular art and craft, or perhaps traveling in a group or on a date. But I really think museums can be a fun one too, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like a library in a way. Like when you go to a museum or art gallery, it's not super loud. It's not like super high intensity and high energy, unless of course there's a particularly new exhibit and you go to a certain type of museum on a certain type of day. For example, if you go to like the Children's Museum on a Saturday, it's gonna be pretty busy, okay? All the parents are there, all the kids are there. But if you like have the flexibility in your schedule to perhaps visit museums on off days or off peak hours, that would be a really cool opportunity because one, you'll get to observe the art. Again, there are also like activities and things in museums that you can try and participate in. Plus, like you get to get out and just try something new. And then again, it's another way to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. If you're creative as well, this can be really cool because you can gather inspiration from the art that you see. I always find it really cool to get inspired by art that is not similar to what I do. So I don't really listen to too many podcasts or follow too many people in a similar niche, if you will, as myself, because I like to be inspired by real life situations that I'm going through, situations that my friends are going through, art that I see, just things happening in my life. I feel like that's such a beautiful, like, organic way to be inspired. And yeah, of course, you can be inspired by similar art as yourself, but I think like going outside of your comfort zone to allow yourself to find inspiration in a different art can really help you to create and craft something completely new and completely unique to whatever you've made in the past. Next one, not a shocker, visit a coffee shop. I love to do this. And I have here on my list to read or do work. So this is a fun one. If you work remotely, getting outside, working at coffee shops is really fun to switch it up. I personally have a home office, so a lot of times I work here because if I have a lot of meetings during the day, I don't like to go out and work. And these days I've had a ton more meetings than usual. So it's been a minute since I've worked at a coffee shop. But if you do have the flexibility to work remotely, whether it's a couple days a week or all of the days a week, choose a couple days and go to a coffee shop and challenge yourself to try different coffee shops. Like I have the tendency to get into routine and go to the same place. I would always go to like the same two coffee shops. But then one day I was like, let me go and look on Instagram and like branch out. And I found this one coffee shop. If you're in Dallas, it's called Native Coffee Co. Or yeah, Native Coffee Company. And it's in, where is the neighborhood? Like it's basically near the Galleria Mall. And it's such a cute coffee shop. Lots of natural like wood, lots of plants, lots of sunlight. But I wouldn't have really discovered that place if I hadn't decided like, okay, I'm gonna not always go to the same two coffee shops. I'm gonna branch out. And so that was a really cool vibe that I discovered. They have like a really nice room there that whenever we get to doing in real life book club events, we'll probably meet at Native Coffee House or Native Coffee Company. But challenge yourself to go to different coffee shops. And maybe if you're going there on a weekend versus a weekday, bring a book and or even like bring a podcast and just pop your AirPods in, sit down on a couch or a chair somewhere and just chill and vibe. And I think the point of this is just, again, allowing yourself to go out and making it like a very intentional activity of like you are treating yourself to something, whether that be a small cup of coffee or a dinner, it's still a date and it's still very intentional. Next one on my list is to book a yoga class. This is a super fun one. I have this on my list because I'm really trying to lean into more intentional activity, slower movement. Again, my life is so fast paced these days that whenever I have a chance to slow down and pause and sort of take inventory and stock of what is around me and the energy around me, I really do appreciate that. And I think a yoga class is a beautiful place to do that. Now, whether you're doing hot yoga, whether you're doing like a more fast paced yoga class, or a slower one or something that's kind of like core focus there, I don't really care what you're doing. I just think that yoga is a really great way to do that. I'm also not very flexible at all. And I have a goal of becoming more flexible and working on my mobility, especially because as people age, that becomes more of like a central focus to your health. Like if you're struggling to move your limbs and be flexible as a young adult, it might not seem like that big of a deal. But when you're older and you can't really get around this easily or do certain things or you're limited in your life because of that, that mobility, you kind of will probably think back to the times in your 20s when you should have done more yoga or at least a bit more stretching in your life. So yeah. Next one, book a calligraphy class. Very, very specific again on my list, but I recently found myself drawn to calligraphy. I actually went to Paper Source the other day. I love Paper Source. Okay. Let me just say, it's one of those stores that for me, it's like, it's just so fun and so beautiful. I get like really lit up by like Barnes & Noble and Paper Source and Target. Like you get it, very aesthetic, paper, good stationery vibes. But I went into Paper Source and I do not know what like possessed me to ask this woman this, but one of the people that was working in the store, I just asked her if she knew about any calligraphy classes because I've recently been drawn to just the beauty and the art of calligraphy and like just how just amazing and gorgeous and elegant it is. And I just want to take a class on that. So that's something, I mean, could kind of go into the workshop category, but this is something where if there is like a particular skill or thing that you found yourself kind of interested in and you're like, oh, that's so cool that, you know, this person does pottery or they do this, like take a class on that thing and allow yourself to actually explore it and see if it's something that you want to maybe take more classes on. Just because you try it once or do it once doesn't mean that you're committing to that thing for life, but I think it could just be really fun to expose yourself to something new. Next one, have a chill night at home with a movie and some homemade dinner. This is a really fun one, kind of like a staple and easy one to do. Like pop on your favorite movie or rent a movie, like something that you've really wanted to see or something that maybe you came out a while back and you never got to see it in theaters. Put it on, rent it if you need to, and make yourself dinner. I think it could be really fun if you do like a three-course meal situation, like, okay, appetizer, entree, and dessert. And then if you're really, really into it, then make a cocktail or a mocktail and just like something fun. I have been on this like journey of saving a million different recipes and mocktail recipes on Instagram. So maybe start a collection on your Instagram or your TikTok and just save the recipes that you really want to try. Pick a night out of your week and then just get all the ingredients for all the things and make it for yourself and allow yourself to really bask in the joy of like making something. If you have been the type of person that says like, I'm not a good cook, I don't know how to cook, maybe this is your chance to change that. And of course, if you're not interested in it and you don't care for it, that's one thing, like order in and watch your movie. But if you want to change that, you can definitely start with yourself and you can practice at home. And it can be a really fun thing versus being like a bit of a daunting and scary thing to try. Okay, next one we have on the list is booking a spa day. Y'all know I'm good for a good spa day, girl. Listen, I've been getting like back facials recently and those are a freaking game changer because one, it's like you're getting a facial and then a massage in one. Because when I go for my back facial, they start off with like dry brushing my back, which feels so freaking good. It feels like someone like scratching your back like gently and nicely, and it's like tickly but also like so calming and fun. And then obviously there's a facial piece, the steam is going, the music is going, it's like a little bit dim. It's like, when I tell you, if you've never gotten a back facial before, schedule a back facial. They have them. I go to Hand and Stone Massage, and I know that at least in the US it's a chain and they have them pretty much everywhere. Some of them have the back facial, some of them don't. Schedule one if you can. Or maybe just like, I know there's a place here in Texas where you can like book a full day of this thing and you get access to this facility. It's like a day pass and you can go into the saunas, the cold plunges, you can get massages, you can get facials. It's like a bunch of things in one. See if you can kind of organize and book yourself a spa day, whether that means you just go and do a facial and a massage, or maybe just go do a massage, or maybe you go get your nails done, like whatever relaxation activity looks like to you, go ahead and do that. And again, if you've always been like, oh, well, I'm not the type of person to go do that kind of stuff or whatever, well, is that the story that you've always told yourself? Like, do you want to be that person, or do you want to go and get a massage every once and again? Like, it's not, you know, if you can like afford it, and maybe if it's like hard for you, because I know they're not the cheapest thing, like maybe save up and do it like once every couple of months, like once a quarter, treat yourself to a massage, treat yourself to a facial. I know that I can't be out here getting facials every month or anything like that, but every so once in a while, I will go do the facial or go do the back facial. And I've been doing that one. I did it twice now, and now I'm taking a little bit of break for a couple months, and then I'm going back to do one probably like the end of the year into the new year. Next on my list is to take a baking class or attend a baking class. I put this down instead of a cooking class because I have attended some cooking classes and honestly, I'm a toot my own horn, baby. I'm a good ass cook. Like if you have ever been to my house, ever had a meal cooked by me, I kid you not, everybody raves about my cooking. Okay. And I feel like with cooking classes, it's not that I'm not open to learning, but it's more that the cooking classes that I've attended have been a bit more for beginners, which is cool. And I think they're a really good intro if you're not familiar with cooking or you want to learn like the beginner skills. But where I'm at in my journey, I need like more of an advanced cooking class. But I know that I'm not a great baker. I am not the best at baking. Cooking is more creative for me. I can kind of be like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Whereas baking is very much a science. It's like you need half a cup of this, 1 tablespoon of this. Like it's very, very exact. And I think I struggle with that sometimes, funny enough, even though I'm like type A AF. But I will say I want to get more into baking. I want to learn more about how to craft a recipe or change a recipe. Like since it's a science, like if I don't have eggs in this, what can I do to get this texture and do all of that? So whether it's baking or cooking, just something where you can learn to make food for yourself, create sustenance for yourself. I think that would be such a fun date and then a fun solo date and a couple date too, if you want to take your partner to something like this. But I think that would be so fun. And then also too, again, it's another activity where you're hands-on, you get to meet other people, and it's just so, so, so fun. Next on the list is to book a studio for a self photo shoot. I actually got this idea because y'all know I booked my first ever, well, actually, no, I had one in high school, but I'm not going to count that, okay? But I have a photo shoot schedule for the planners where I hired a photographer, I booked a studio space, and we're going to go there for 2 hours and just shoot a ton of content for the planners and for my Instagram. I'm so excited about this shoot. Like, I literally have like this clothing rack lined up with all my outfits, and I have like my hair, and I know how I'm going to do my makeup. And it's just like such a fun activity where I feel like I'm going into something and getting to like celebrate myself and celebrate this product that I've worked so hard to create. But I feel like you don't need an occasion to do that. If you do want an occasion, that's cool. Like if you're like, I want to do a birthday shoot and I want to hire a photographer and do that. But guess what, guys? Like you can do it yourself and you can just do it randomly too. So one of the studios that I found here in Dallas, they actually do this really cool thing where they have half off Mondays. So if you're able to do this, whether you take a day off or you have a flexible schedule, you can rent a studio space and then you could just bring your iPhone. If you don't have like a DSLR, you don't need anything fancy. Like bring your iPhone, bring your Samsung Galaxy, bring whatever phone you have, your Google Pixel, get like a little tripod. Like there are these like tripods you can get to hold your phone. And then they also have these remotes that you can get where it's Bluetooth. So it connects to any phone and you click the button and it takes a picture. Go to a studio, get half price off, set up, rent it for an hour, and just take some pictures of yourself. I think it's a really cool way to allow yourself to get comfortable with your self-image and body image if that's something that you struggle with. Also, I mean, who doesn't want to see some really cute pictures of themselves? Like, bring a couple of outfits. And the thing that's cool too is if you don't work with a photographer for this, you could bring as many outfits as you want. You could do as many changes as you want. And then you could also learn how to get comfortable in front of the camera. And like I said, just comfortable with yourself and your body. So this is one that I'm definitely going to be doing in the future. Now that I've seen like, oh, they have half off Mondays, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I could totally, like, whether it's on a holiday Monday or whether I just take a day off on Monday and do this, like I will absolutely be doing this for myself. Next one is a simple one, a goodie, a classic. Go out to dinner. Take yourself out to dinner. I will say, dinner is the big one for me. And I say big one, meaning it's the most challenging I found. I can do a coffee, easy. I can do a lunch, pretty easy. Like lunch is not typically that busy. Dinner, on the other hand, especially when we're talking Friday night and Saturday night dinners, I get really nervous because I just have this fear or like anxiety of like being out and feeling kind of like, oh my God, I'm all by myself and everyone's here with friends or family or their date. However, I will say no one cares what you're doing. We know this logically, but sometimes we get caught up in our own heads. So you can work your way up to dinner. You can start with the coffee. You can start with the museum. You can start with a class and then work your way up to getting comfortable with going out to dinner for yourself. And you can even do things like start off with dinners on days that aren't really busy days. So instead of a Friday night dinner, maybe go for a Wednesday night dinner. Or I've done this in the past, instead of going at like 7, 8 p.m. when it's more peak time, go at like 5 o'clock, 4, 4:30 even. I know that's like super, super, super early dinner. The whole point of this is to work your way up to where you're comfortable, or like push yourself just slightly outside of your comfort zone, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. You don't have to dive right in. I mean, you can if you want to, but I think that making it like a thing where you can take your time and get comfortable with it makes it less intimidating than just being like, oh, I'm going for dinner on a Friday night and it's super busy and it's super packed and I'm super anxious. And like, what do I do? It's like, no, work your way up. And also, you can bring a book, you can bring a Kindle. I literally will go out sometimes and just like have a meal and bring my Kindle and read my book. You can bring your AirPods and watch a show or a movie. I've also done that as well. You can bring your AirPods and chat with a friend, or you can go like raw dogging the whole thing and no AirPods, no book, and just like stare at people and people watch, which is really fun too. But I like to do it like low key with something so I don't look like I'm just staring at people. But to each his own, do your thing and make it fun. Next is to go see a movie. This is like a really easy one, a really fun one. I love a good Saturday matinee, like going Saturday at like a 12 or 3 p.m. show. First of all, you save money. If you do the matinee ticket, you save like 25%, which is like a couple dollars, but like, hello, okay? You save money. But then two, the theaters are like typically never packed at that time. So you get your choice of seats. You can sit all the way in the back. You sit in the middle, in the front, wherever you want, and you get your choice of seats. And it's so fun too, because you get to see a movie that you really wanted to see for a while and you don't have to deal with the crowds. Of course, now that Barbie and Oppenheimer are out right now, I feel like whatever time of day you go might be a little hectic and a little busy for seeing those two movies, but it'll still be fun and you can kind of time it. I know for me, I'm waiting a little bit until hopefully things calm down in the next couple of weeks before I see those movies, because I really do want to see them, but I also just kind of like to avoid crowds and stuff when it comes to movies. Next one is to book a solo trip. This one is more of like a budget specific one, if that makes sense. Like, you need a little bit more money for this one, because when we're talking about a trip, it can be a staycation or it can be a vacation going to a next door city or something like that. But it can be as simple as, hey, I'm gonna go downtown for a little bit, or go to this random city outside of my town that's maybe an hour away, book a hotel for a night or two and just go there and then like eat out, have the dinner, see the movie, do the things, but you're doing it in a different place. And it's not like you're going multiple states over. I mean, you can, or you can go to a different country. You can do all of that, which I think would be amazing and super cool. But I think this is a really cool way to like work your way up again to really spending a lot of time by yourself, and also recognizing that you can have fun by yourself. Like, you don't need to like wait for someone else to take the trip that you've been wanting to take. You don't need to wait for someone else to do the things that you've been wanting to do. You can go by yourself and you can still have fun. Next one I have is a DIY at home. This is really fun, especially if you live by yourself or you have just bought a home or something like that. I think these are really fun. So you guys know I'm moving and I'm super excited about a lot of the little DIYs. I have some in mind. Like, for example, I'm moving into a place now where my cupboards are going to be dark. And so I haven't had cupboards this dark in my whole entire life, actually. So the cupboards are going to be dark brown and they come with these like silver hardware handles. And I'm like, I want to change that to gold, because gold and brown are such a powerful combo. So I'm going to have a little bit of time where I take time and do my little DIY of changing all the cabinet handles. And then I want to change the blinds, and then I want to put up art. So this is something where it can be any DIY that you want. You can do something fun, like maybe renovating a furniture piece in your house, or going to a vintage furniture store and picking up some older pieces, some antiques or vintage pieces, and renovating them into whatever you want. I feel like it's so cool when you can do that kind of stuff and then maybe have someone over and they're like, oh, I love that. I love this, or I love that. And then you can be like, oh, I did that. Like, that was my DIY. So get really creative with this one. And again, the fun of this is that you can do it, and like at the same time, you have the benefit of spending time with yourself, but then also sprucing up your home as well. Next on my list is to go for a walk in the neighborhood. This is one that I personally really want to challenge myself to do when I move. I don't know why I get so in my head about all of these things, especially things that involve me going outside and doing things by myself. I feel like people are judging me for it. And if you've ever felt this way, you're obviously not alone in this, but it's it's one of those things where we kind of have to like push ourselves to do the things to ever really kind of overcome that fear. Because the more you sit in your head and you try to, you know, speak logic to your ego, the more it's just going to become more of a thing. So you got to get out there. You got to actually do the thing. Where I live now, it's actually pretty walkable, but, or it's not like this the most walkable, but there are places to walk, I should say. And I'll see people walking, but I've always wanted to do it, but I never actually did it. And now I'm moving away from this place. And it's kind of like, oh man, like I never actually took the chance or did the thing. And that's something that I have to sit with. And I don't want to have those regrets in the new place. So where I'm moving now, there's actually a really cool area next door that's really pretty, really aesthetic, and is like a walking trail. I want to take advantage of that. It's literally right next door to where I live. It's actually part of the community association. So it's something where I know I always have access to it and I know I can go over there. It's kind of like a private area. And so I want to challenge myself to go over there. And whether I take morning walks here and there or I take afternoon walks and really challenge myself to swelter sweat in this Texas heat, maybe I'll do that. But just going outside and getting a walk in, obviously there are the exercise benefits, there are the mental health benefits of it all, but there's also challenging yourself to get out there. And you never know who you'll bump into. And not that it's about bumping into anyone, but at the same time, a lot of times, like if you're in your house and you are, I guess, like keeping your gifts and your energy to yourself, like you're really doing yourself and the world and the collective a disservice if you're not getting out there and shining your gifts and your energy on others who may need to hear it or see it or experience it. So obviously guard your energy, like, but I'm saying get out of your comfort zone and get out of your house as well. Next on the list is to go see a play. I am dying to do this, and this has been on my list for a minute. So I really, really, really want to challenge myself to do this in the next chapter of my life. This can be really simple and honestly doesn't have to be very expensive. If you're going to see a Broadway play in New York City, it might get a little pricey, but if you're going to see a local play put on by local actors and talent in your neighborhood, in your city, it will be a little cheaper. And you also have the benefit of literally supporting local artists. These are people that either they're doing this full time or they're taking time out of their busy days. Maybe they work full time or part time to do this, to really invest in their craft and to practice their craft and to bring you entertainment. So support these people, go to the shows, pay for the tickets, donate to your local community centers and theaters and art centers if you can. Obviously, I know it's not always feasible for everyone, but if you're able to even go see a play, and some of them, I've seen some in Dallas where tickets are like $25, and that's $25 that you can maybe pay and go see a show once every couple of months and just support your local artist. Next one on my list is to try gardening at home. And I specifically put gardening herbs. Now, I do not feel like I have a green thumb. However, I want to change that. And I want to get more savvy with the gardening. Okay. Now, I'm not going to be like my parents, because my parents have like all of the tools and they have a backyard and they got all the dirt and the things and every single thing. And they're like growing tomatoes and all types of stuff at their house. However, what I really want to get into is growing fresh herbs. I use a lot of herbs in my cooking, specifically cilantro. I love cilantro. I also really like to cook with basil, fresh parsley, green onion, things like that. And these are actually herbs that are easily grown. Like you can literally grow these things quite literally easily. So I found one of those like little herb gardening things on Amazon, and I've asked for that as one of my housewarming gifts from my parents. And I just want to get into the habit of growing my herbs. Like, yeah, I love, you know, buying it at the grocery store, but if I can just be like, oh, I need some cilantro for this recipe and go and cut from my actual like homegrown herbs and have them right there, that's super cool. The other cool thing about some of these like beginner, I will say, herb garden starter kit things is that they make it really easy for you to not mess it up. So instead of you having to kind of figure out like, what dirt do I get? How often do I water it? Like you can literally program all of these things. And yeah, it might be a cop out to some of y'all who like really garden. Like I have a friend, my best friend B, she is like a green thumb enthusiast. I'm actually hosting a virtual summit in December. Y'all will hear more about that coming soon, but she's actually hosting a session all about plant medicines and how to incorporate plant medicines into your life. Tinctures, different edible plants and what they do for your spiritual, energetic, and physical body. So I would love to get to that kind of level, but I also recognize that maybe that's something I might not want to pursue. And if I want to garden and make it really easy and accessible for myself, I can use a tool that really helps me to do that in a way that I'm comfortable with, in a way that I can learn at my own pace. Next up we have is visit the farmer's market. Again, another thing that has been on my list. Pretty sure I talked about it in a podcast episode as well. And guys, I still haven't been to the farmer's market. Like, I need to go to the farmer's market. One, supporting local farmers, local people that grow plants and fruits and vegetables, getting them fresh, getting them homegrown, meeting people that are able to make all types of things, like whether you can meet people at the market who make their own body butters, people that make their own sugar scrubs, people that make their own sprays, like whatever the case is, there are these people at the market. And, you know, I'm someone that I've always really liked the idea of shopping small. And every single year around the holidays too, I get that revived a bit where I'm just like, I really want to shop small. I really want to find those people and, like, you know, give my business to them. Like, yeah, I love a good Target. I love a good Paper Source. I love a good Barnes & Noble. But I also love a good, like, local person who's doing something who, like I said, I can meet them and get to hear their story. And I think a lot of that also is revived by the fact that I'm doing this myself and just seeing how much work on the back end it is to start a product business at the very beginning. Like, I can do an episode on that if y'all want, but it's just a lot. Like, today I was on the phone with all of these different storage units trying to find, like, essentially a warehouse to store my product, because I've come to realize I'm going to have a lot of product and I also need climate controlled areas. And my garage, even though it will most likely be big enough, it's probably not going to be the best place to store the planners if I want to keep them in pristine condition. That being said, I want to visit the farmer's market, and y'all should visit your local farmer's market as well, and then shop local as well. Next I have on this list is one that I talked about recently, and that's doing my nails at home by myself. In the same way that going out and getting your nails done, going out and visiting the spa, all of that good stuff is really fun, and just allowing yourself to treat yourself, doing your nails at home is the same kind of vibe. You can really get into it. I mean, I have gone down the rabbit hole of, like, how to do Gel X nails at home. I bought all this stuff to do it, and I'm looking forward to being able to set aside time every 2 weeks to pick out a new design and do my nails. Now, I may be romanticizing the process a bit because I haven't done it yet, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be so fun. I'm going to be able to be so creative. Now, when I dive into it, it might be a different process. I might not like it. We'll see. But I think just the idea of doing something for yourself at home is really nice. You can also take this idea and extend it out to facials and maybe give yourself a spa day at home. So set up a nice little, like, bath for yourself, do a facial, put on a hair mask, put on some music or your favorite podcast. Hey girl, hey, if you're listening to me, as you take your bath and do your self-care day, and then literally just have it be a day where you're phones on DND and you are all about you that day. And I feel like that's so fun. Again, this is about the energy. This is about the intentionality. This is about really sinking into that time that we're spending with ourselves, by ourselves, and honoring ourselves and showing up for ourselves. The next one that I have here is pretty similar to one that I mentioned earlier, but it's specifically a weekend staycation at a nice hotel. This one's a little different because for this one, it is a full weekend. This is about treating yourself. This is something that you can do for your birthday. You can do for a holiday, you can do for a random weekend that maybe the hotel rates are low, because a lot of times too, especially if you do this, maybe, like, again, if you have the flexibility with work, if you can take off like a Monday and a Tuesday when hotel rates are super low, you can get like such a good deal at like a luxury hotel. So instead of paying like top-notch price that people are paying for the Fridays, the Saturdays, the Sundays, you can do like Tuesday, Wednesday stay or Wednesday, Thursday stay and get such a good price and go chill at a nice luxury hotel. And you don't even have to do anything. If you want to go at that hotel and just be in that energy, eat at their restaurants and bring your book and just chill by the pool, which is my next one, by the way, and read your book, that's a beautiful, like, that is such a well-spent weekend or 2 days, whatever it looks like for you. But weekend staycation, or I guess weekday staycation at a nice hotel, is the next one. And the last one that I have just alluded to is reading by the pool. I love this idea. I think this is a fun one. I used to do this one a bit more, and I actually haven't been to the pool in such a long time. I think, again, it's just that like fear, that intimidation. But then also where I live, there are a bunch of wasps, and they're the ones that are just so big and giant and angry. I think, unfortunately, they're also in my new neighborhood, so I'm not really looking forward to the wasps over there either. However, bringing a book, sitting by the pool, you can put your feet in the water, or maybe not, and just bringing your book, your sunglasses, and just chilling and reading. Like, it's such a vibe, and obviously, it's freaking hot. Okay, in Texas, like I said, it's over 100. For those of you who go by Celsius, I think it's around 30. Actually, it's a bit over 30. I think it's like maybe 35, something like that. And it is just ridiculously hot, okay? So that might not be something you do for like 3 hours. But, you know, if you want to bring your book out there, read for like a half an hour or something, and then maybe take a dip in the pool to cool down and then head home, that I think would be a beautiful and fun day. And as a bonus, just since we're talking about the pool, going to the pool and just sitting in the pool. I actually really want to do this. I'm feeling more called to water. I really want to practice the things that I learned in swim class that I have yet to practice for a while, and just kind of get comfortable being in the water and get comfortable just enjoying my company. So yeah, my loves, these are my self-care solo date ideas, or this is a list of my self-care solo dates that y'all can try. Let me know if y'all tried these. Go over on the Geneva chat. I've been popping over there more and more. Oh, also, by the way, by the time y'all are listening to this, we'll probably have a date set, but we're doing virtual book club in the month of August. So if you're interested in joining, and it's not too late if you do want to pop in, the book that we're reading will be listed in the Geneva chat by then, as well as the time that we're meeting. So if you want to kind of grab and snag the book and start reading and catch up and come join us for book club, please, please, please do. I want to make this a regular thing, and I also would love to do in person in Dallas, but I know there are some people that are not in Dallas that want to join and do book club with us. So yeah, and hopefully it can become a regular thing and you can pop in. You don't have to always come. We're going to be reading a different book every time, so you can come join the convo. You can, you know, bring some wine, bring some coffee, bring some tea, whatever you'd like, and join us for that. But I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening to this episode as per usual. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for all of the excitement around the launch of the planner. I'm so excited, and I'm so happy to see that y'all are excited too, because I was really nervous about, you know, doing this thing and investing in this thing and like people being like, oh, why is she launching a planner? Like, that's so silly. But I appreciate that y'all seem to love the idea of like planning and setting goals and really crafting the life that you're manifesting, the same way that I get so excited about it, the same way that I have just allowed a mix of plan and flow to lead me to where I am today and to continue to lead me to wherever it is that I meant to go, is what I want for y'all as well. And I think this planner is such a beautiful tool to add to that. I will say I'm going to try my best to ship to as many places as I can starting off. I'm trying to read up on the logistics of all of that. But in the case that I do not have the planner shipping to your location upon start, there is a digital version. So you're still welcome to join the party, the club in that way. Anywho, my loves, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, and I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.